Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Nug Nargang from Illusionoid. Our show has been nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award for Best Podcast. It's a public voting category, and you can vote for us. Just register at CanadianComedy.ca and cast your vote. It's free and it's easy. The link will also be available on our Facebook page, so go ahead, check that out, and click away. Please, submit your vote for your favorite podcast. Hopefully it's us.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
No! Oh, this guy needs a vacation. I've packed my things and am leaving the center of the moon. But outside the moon, there's an old moon resort up there where you sit on the moon and look out at the stars. But there are no stars anymore, just black space full of nothing but the scourge of Illusionoid. Anyway, it's all inclusive. In your future, humans will visit fantastic new worlds and meet amazing new things. But what? What will they take back with them? Worse than hepatitis? It's worse than hepatitis, I can tell you that. Even worse than hepatitis C or hepatitis H. The H is for hepatitis.
What a mission.
Seriously.
My first ever mission, complete on our way home to Earth.
I know, it's nice, isn't it? It's nice to have one under your belt,
it
right?
It really does feel amazing.
Yeah.
Space high five.
Hey, buddy. I love it.
Ah.
Gosh, we saw some stuff, huh?
We saw some stuff and smelled it. Oh, God. Felt it on our bodies.
Yeah.
Did you touch it?
I did.
Yeah.
Remember that planet we were on? The plants, they were sentient, right? Remember that? Remember what I did?
I know, man.
Do you remember what I did?
You fucked with his mind.
I went right up to it and I started messing with his mind, right?
Yeah.
They shot spores into my chest. Remember what happened then?
Yeah.
I got a serious rash.
You got
from that.
So sick.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Conflorbius 5. That I will never forget.
Yeah.
I took a lot of holo pictures.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Good. You know what you should do? You should make an album of those, right? And then can you share that with me?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Through Spacebook? Because this mission was classified, we may not see each other again. So this is kind of like, this was like a bubble of time we shared with the captain, right?
Yeah.
And it was a good time. But after this, once we get back on Earth, I mean, we go our separate ways, right?
That's true. Hey.
I'm back to the foundry.
Yeah, I'm back to the laboratory.
Seriously, so.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, man.
Do you think I should, I don't know, see the medic, if I feel like intestinally, you know.
You get a bad egg or something? What's going on? You don't feel good?
No, ever since we left Conflorbius 5, I feel a little just kind of weird, kind of funny.
Did you do anything on Conflorbius 5 that, you know, you shouldn't have done? Like, did you, you didn't go into, like, any of those holes in the ground, right? Those ones that smelled of sulfur? You didn't get inside any of those things, did you?
Yeah, I actually completely buried myself one afternoon.
Wow.
I know, you're looking at me like, why? Why did I do that?
Well, that did cross my mind, yeah. Why would you get inside that thing?
Well, it's just, the was something about the sentient earth of Cephalorbius 5 that just looked so inviting, and I was taking a walk through the jungle there.
Yeah.
And these sunflowers were all looking at me.
Yeah.
Turning to face me as I walked by. And it was just something about the way they were looking at me. They wanted me to bury myself in the moist soil of the jungle earth. And so I took off my clothes.
Uh-oh. I see where this is going.
I dug a hole.
Yeah.
And I opened my mouth, my eyes, and every orifice in my body as wide as I possibly could, and I just buried myself.
Wow.
Yeah. And I stayed there for, it felt like about half a day.
You know, because I was looking for you. I think I know this day.
Do you?
Yeah, we were playing like four-dimensional chess, and I was like, where's Mun? Mun is supposed to be here, right? But no, you weren't anywhere. And then you came back and you had that kind of faraway look in your eye.
And I was naked and covered in dirt.
Yeah.
That's it. That was the day.
That was the day.
Yeah.
You know, I should have followed up with you on what that was about. Now I know.
Anyways, ever since then, I've just felt a little funny.
Just a little funny.
Just okay. A little funny in my belly. What do you think? Do you think I should see the robot medic?
Well, you know, I should, first of all, hey man, Mun, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to tell the captain.
Oh.
It's just the three of us on this ship, right? And if one of us goes down, you know, I mean, hey.
Well, hold on. Who said anything about going down? I just feel a little funny.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, you know, I just don't want to take any chances. So I'm just going to buzz the captain. Cool?
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, I mean.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah?
It's Jerry here in.
Hey, Jerry. What's going on?
Not much. So I'm just down here with Mun here at engineering.
What's up in engineering?
Okay, well, I'm talking to Mun down here, and he says he feels a little funny in his tummy, that he feels like back on the planet, he got into the Earth, into the sentient Earth, and opened up all of his orifices, and now he doesn't feel so great.
Is that cool?
No. In fact, that's precisely what we're not supposed to do. I think in the mission manual, that's the first thing it says. Did you not read your mission manual?
Well, yeah, but...
It said right on the very first page, don't... open up any orifices of any kind on any mission.
I never read the first page of a book because I never want to know how it starts.
Yeah. So we're gonna head down and see the robot medics.
Yeah. Great idea.
Just get a full scan.
Don't you dare come up here because whatever you picked up with all of your open orifices, I don't need that up here.
Okay, sir. All right, so you heard what the captain said, Mun.
I don't know. He seems pretty cheesed.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, you guys want to hang up? I can still hear you.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Wow.
Okay, he's a little short-tempered. You know, end of a long mission.
Still here. Do you not know how to use your communicator?
Can you just hang up on your end, sir?
Are you telling the captain what to do?
I don't know. Ever since I buried myself, I feel...
kind of impertinent.
In fact, you know what? Why don't you just hang up on your end, sir?
That is one strike against you.
Oh, man. You're on report.
You are beginning a trail of tears that you do not want to walk
through. I'm really sorry. I didn't know where that came from.
Hanging up.
Sheesh. That's the last thing you need. First of all, you don't feel so hot. Now you got the captain on your back.
I don't know where that came from. I'm a pretty mild-mannered, squeamish dude.
Okay, look, come on. Let's get down to sick bay.
Okay. Robot medic before. Does it take money? Do you put coins in there?
I think you gotta feed the meter, yeah. So,
yeah.
I'm operating already!
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey there, robot medic. Dr. Robot.
Yes?
Anyways, I just feel a little funny in the middle of my body region.
Step into the scanner here and I will scan your insides and find out what is bothering you.
This guy...
pretty straightforward.
The bedside manner is fantastic.
I know.
Please?
See?
Yeah.
This guy is really... I feel comfortable. In fact, you know what? Should I be taking my clothes off?
The scanner will work for your clothing.
I gotta take my clothes off.
Go for it.
Yeah. All right. Here I am.
Scanning beginning. Second part of scan.
So, what do you say, Doctor?
I'll put the results on the screen.
Okay.
You seem to be infested with worms.
God, look at that.
Oh, look at them.
It's a colony.
You're squirming with worms. Zoom in on that one. Close up. Look at it. It's disgusting. It's got like a mouth made of sharp teeth.
Oh, it's burrowing inside me. Is that what I'm feeling?
I think that must be it.
All of your insides are being eaten away. The worms will get bigger and bigger and bigger until you burst, and the worms will then consume the ship and the crew.
So what do we do about this, Doctor?
Birds.
Birds. Worms. Bird planet.
So we could sop off with the bird planet? We have to sell this on the captain, right?
You know, he is so short-tempered right now. There's no way he's going to sign off on us diverting to the bird planet. That's 3 parsecs out of our way.
Jerry, I am going to be eaten by worms, and if the doctor is correct, these worms are going to eat you and the captain too.
Also fishy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Worms.
Fish planet. We could stop at the fish planet and eat the worms out of you.
A bird will eat the worms out of you, or a fish will eat the worms out of you.
So that would involve an animal eating into me. Into
yeah, that's true.
I don't want to be disemboweled. But the main thing is they get out of me, right?
I don't know, man.
Right?
I'm just looking at you, man, and I'm thinking, you know what? The safety of the ship is paramount.
Ah!
No, seriously, look, it's not that we're not friends, right? It's not that we're not buddies. It's not like I don't have your back. But those worms have more than your back. They have your insides.
I also have another option.
Oh, my God.
It's radical.
Okay.
They need to be inside something moist to live. If you got them sucked into the cold vacuum of space, they would die.
Sure, but the cold vacuum of space is anything but moist. How do you get them out there?
Put your butt up to a porthole.
Good God. Butt to a porthole.
That's why this guy's the doctor.
Seriously, robo-doctor, man.
Let the suction of the porthole suck the worms out of you.
This is the space enema I never wanted.
Are you sure? Are you sure this is the space enema you never wanted?
Or the one that I always dreamed of?
Because there are two, right? There was one you wanted and one you didn't want.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hang on a second. Let me just go back and think. There was the one that I definitely wanted, the space enema that was... Oh, boy, you know, I just feel like I could use a cleanse.
I totally feel that.
Yeah.
I totally feel that. You know what would work right now?
What?
Space enema.
Oh, my God, if I could just stick my butt up against a porthole and everything that's wrong inside of me just gets sucked right out.
Space enemas. Get your space enemas over here.
Hey, look, there's a guy selling space enemas over there.
Well, hold on a second. I guess this, does this involve a porthole or is this something I just take?
It involves a porthole, but you stand next to a pretty lady.
Oh, that's the space enema I want. I see now.
Yeah.
I see. So this is almost the space enema I want.
Yeah.
It's just missing a pretty lady.
I know. It's too bad. This is an all-male ship.
Ah.
Well, hey, listen. Okay, so what this is going to involve is you putting on a pressure suit.
Uh-huh.
Right? With a trap door in the back.
Yes.
And you know what? You're not going to do this alone. You're not going to do this alone. I'll be boiled in space oil if I let my best friend walk out into that hangar, open the pod bay door, stick his butt out there without standing right by his side.
Jerry, you're gonna be my pretty girl.
I'll be your pretty girl, man.
I have a wig for you.
Thanks.
Aw, oh, robot doctor, this guy's got everything.
Will this wig fit over my helmet?
It has a helmet built into it.
Oh.
The wig itself is a helmet.
Space wig.
You think of everything, robot doc.
I prescribed the porthole on the aft side of the ship on the 5th level.
Oh, the butt-shaped one.
It's perfect for your shape.
Oh, man.
All right. So let's put on these spacesuits.
Yeah, okay.
We gotta do this without authorization. You know, putting on those spacesuits is like paperwork.
Don't even check with the captain.
No, we're just gonna go and do it, but he can't find out, okay?
All right. Okay. Okay. Oh, we better do this quick. I'm feeling funnier and funnier as this goes on. I mean, half of me is already eaten.
I'm watching your abdomen. It's just undulating and writhing. This is bad.
All right, here we are.
All right.
Okay, Jerry. Stick the wig on.
Alright.
I'm unclasping the seat of my I'm unclassing my ass door.
Get ready, it's cold.
Ass door open. Engaging ass door to porthole. Stand by. Pod bay doors.
All right.
Are there any grips I should be hanging on to here?
Take my hand.
Thanks, buddy. Open the pod bay doors! Oh my god!
I think it's working!
My inside! God! Feel things moving down my intestine! Oh man! Oh!
The last was holding on for dear life!
I'm biting my rectum!
It's got his teeth in so much! Mom, I'm gonna have to go in and I'm gonna have to pull this one out manually!
Okay, Jerry!
God.
This is why I wanted a pretty girl!
Space gloves off! Oh, it's so cold!
No.
It's so cold! I got it!
Ah!
I got it!
It's biting you!
Get out!
Don't let it on your face!
Oh, it's got me! It's on my
face! Ah! I got you, buddy! Let me grab this! Grabbing the worm!
Ah!
Come here! Out the portal! Close the portal!
Close the
door! Oh! Ooh! Ah! Oh, man!
Mon.
Jerry!
My face.
My insides. Jerry, your eye!
It bit into my eye.
Your eye is gone, hanging out of your socket. We're so ugly.
Your butt is completely torn to shreds.
My liver just fell out.
What's all the noise down? Good lord!
Captain!
What happened? What's going on down here? There better be a good explanation for this.
Well, what happened was there were these worms that were inside me that burrowed into me while I was buried under the sentient earth of Cephlorbius V, and they were eating my insides, and so I stuck my ass up against a porthole, and we opened, and the cold vacuum of space sucked the worms out of my ass, but one of them clipped onto Jerry's face on the way out, and I tried to pull it off, and it took his eye out of his socket, and now I threw the thing out of the window and closed the pod bay doors, but now my insides are just kind of dripping through my butt because, you know, half of me was eaten and now it's just kind of this empty cavern of organs and I think I'm dying and Jerry's ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry we let you down.
Yeah. We're a couple of screw-ups, sir. We didn't mean for it to go this way. We just wanted to get back. I just wanted to get back home.
You're supposed to be in the
foundry.
I'm supposed to be in the lab.
Fellas, Jerry, Mun.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
You are?
You showed some real initiative by not involving me at all in this.
I know how you like to not be invited to the work.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Really not interested in hanging out with you guys at all.
I know, I kind of got that.
Robot doctor told me what was going on.
He did? What about Dr. Robot patient confidentiality?
Robot doctor thought this was a major issue since the worms could eat the ship.
Yeah,
right.
But you did the right thing. You did the exact thing that should have been done, and you did it without any of my help. You're going to get promotions.
Wow.
If I survive.
If you survive, yes.
Is there anything the robot doctor can do about, you know, the insides that are just pouring out of me right now?
Sure thing. If you can clean up this stuff, take it right down to the doctor, and I've ordered the doctor to put it all back inside you and make you good as new.
Having a bit of trouble with depth perception with the one eye, but I'll do my best, sir.
Good stuff, Jerry. You know what? While you're down there, get the doctor to fix you up, too.
Okay.
Huh. All right.
All right, this is going to turn out all right.
Ha. Huh. Well, look at us.
Hey.
Couple of cyborgs.
Turned out okay, huh?
Yeah.
Me with my eye. Oh, check this out.
You shot a laser in my face.
Not
well,
bad.
Guess what? I'm mostly metal. It didn't do anything.
Wow, look at you.
Jerry. Mun.
Yeah, boss?
Yes, sir.
You've been promoted to special space agents. Now that you're part cyborg, you can go on even more dangerous missions.
Do you mean we could visit the bird planet, sir?
Or the fish planet.
Oh, man.
This is great.
A couple of screw-ups like you going on strange adventures to crazy alien planets. I'd like to see more of that.
Look at us failing upwards.
Only in the Space Corps.
Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Mun, Lee Smart as Jerry, and Nug Nargang as the Captain, the Robot Medic, and the Space Enema Salesman. recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid will be opening the first ever Toronto Podcast Festival, a live show at the Rivoli, now on a new date, August 21st at 9 p.m. Join us for a full two-hour show, including a performance by IMDb Theater and our special guest, Colin Mockery. That's The Rivoli on Queen Street in Toronto, Wednesday, August 21st, opening up the Toronto Podcast Festival at 9 p.m. Don't you dare miss it. Illusionoid has been selected to perform at this year's San Francisco Improv Festival, September 12th through 21st. Be sure to check our website and the Facebook page for all show details. Learn more about the San Francisco Improv Festival at sfimprovfestival.com. Illusionoid is now on the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Check out the network hub at podalmighty.com. And while you're there, listen to some other podcasts using their really cool interface. We recommend friend of the show Sean Cullen's podcast, The Sean Pod, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or the Mark Forward Comedy Podcast. Check out those shows and more at podalmighty.com. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.